home?
Life was normal based on my own definition. That was life was supposed to be. Growing up as a Christian, I thought, you know what? When you choose to be a Christian, you choose to just have a difficult life that, you know, things would not be good for you. You may not go to a college of your choice. You may not find a job of your own choice, not because you're not smart enough, but because someone else has to decide for you because you are a Christian, you can't make it. And that has been a life that I grew up in. And again, I thought that was normal, you know. And my idea is that was the price of Christianity, you know. Not everyone could be a Christian because it is tough to be a Christian. And once you make that step, you make that choice to be a Christian and be able to pay for it by suffering, by not living the life that you dream to live. So that was my life. That was how I grew up.
How old were you when you became a Christian, or were you raised in a Christian home?
Here's the thing is I grew up in a Catholic family. My dad was a very good Catholic. So going to church from an early age was.
And you were baptized.
Was part of the family. I was baptized as an infant at 7 days old. But I really came to know the Lord personally in college after, of course, many years after that. Yes.
So when you did make that kind of mental commitment, you were well aware of the costs of making that then.
Back home, back then, just calling yourself a Christian or going to church is enough to put you at risk.
I see. So even if you're not committed.
Even if you're not, just calling yourself a Christian, that is it. That's all what it takes. That, you know what, you have become part of the other group. And now, which means that your life is at risk for claiming to be a Christian, even if you're not.
So did you grow up in a small town or in the city?
A little bit in both. Some part of my life have been in a small town, but I grew up in a big city as well.
And the anti-Christian sentiment was present in both the small town and the city?
It was pretty much all over the place and something that you can't escape it. And even for me, coming out from a family that probably 90% are Muslims, it started with my family. It's not something that I have to go to the street to see it. It starts from home.
Sounds like there might have been just a general acceptance that this is the way things are. Was there much anger or frustration among the Christian community about this?
Not really, because as I said earlier, it was a lifestyle that Christians have accepted to go through. For me, the word persecution never came across my mind because I'm like, it is not a persecution. It is Christianity. That is what it takes to be a Christian. So we accepted it like that.
That's really interesting.
When we think about it now, since you're saying this is all very normalized for you. There were schools that you weren't allowed to go to or parts of town that you were discouraged from walking in? Or what did that actually look like?
Not part of town, but when it comes to going to school, when it comes to applying for certain colleges, there is a limit. You know, you can't apply. You know it. You can't apply for it. And they would not even take you. You would not even go through the interview process to go there. So you even when you look at the requirements, they will say, okay, when you come for this interview, there is a prayer meeting, and then we meet after the prayer meeting. And, you know, it's not a Christian prayer. You have to meet in a mosque. So because you can't go to pray in a mosque, then which means that you can apply for that job. It's obvious.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your family. You already mentioned that your dad was Catholic. What was his faith like?
My dad was a very strong Catholic. Growing up, going to church on Sunday was not an option. It is a must. So we have to go to church. Knowing that going to church on Sunday has its own risk as well. You know, when you go to church, I can remember clearly as a kid, you know, when you see a strange face walking through the aisles, you are like, who is he here for? Because most likely some security guys are looking for someone to pick up from the church. Someone is supposed to be arrested. But in spite of that, I have to be forced to go to church every single Sunday. So for my dad, knowing that there is risk for going to church, but thing for him, he believed it is worth going through this because, you know, we're Christians. So we can't give up going to church because of the threat that we face every single Sunday. I remember a time whereby the priest at the end of the prayer or the pastor would say, hey guys, as we are going home now, please walk in groups. At least five of you should walk together. Do not walk home alone. We want to make sure everyone gets home safe. And sometimes we make a joke out of that. You know, you say, hey, I made it yesterday. I made it home alone. So it has become part of a lifestyle that we don't even feel the risk anymore.
Did your dad ever talk about dying for his faith?
Actually, my dad was shot before I was born.
Okay.
As part of his faith. Yes. To be killed because of your faith was something normal. And we expect anybody could go through that at any time. Could be my dad, could be me, could be a family member. So that was part, what was normal, actually. It wasn't a big deal that someone was killed because of their face or someone was mistreated because of their face. Hearing comments around is a daily dose that you go through. It wasn't a problem at all.
What is-